Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. Many of you in the comments, this is just one of them, have asked about Hershey's, as we discussed Nestle. And as you know, I like this commodity, also cyclicals, and the price is down here. And as the comment here says, perhaps it will stabilize the cocoa prices and prices will return to highs as we have seen them just a year and something ago. If this happens, this is an easy 50% up for you. So we will discuss the Hershey stock, but also I want to discuss here anchoring, stock price will return to highs, taxes, my take on taxes, as it is better to have a US listed company than a European like Nestlé or Switzerland. And we'll also start immediately with the Hershey risk and reward. So please, if you like this, subscribe and click that like button. Now, this is cocoa prices. If your input cost is chocolate cocoa, then if cocoa prices go from 2000 a ton to the current 10,000, 11,000, then you know it will have a huge impact on your business, even if they put more sugar than chocolate, but okay. Cocoa prices hit records as West African yields decline, low investments, climate, disease, and you have these things in cyclicals that are not unusual, but this is really something special and something disruptive. So let's check a little bit the business. Hershey, of course, many, many brands. I'm from Europe, that's I know. Kit Kat, the others look to me a little bit like more American, but okay, you probably know them. They have been growing, not crazy growth, but some growth there is, let's say, in line with inflation, food inflation. They are trying to grow also in other areas, let's say, similar adjunctive areas like popcorn, pretzels, snacking, edibles, all those things that make you fat and ugly. But on the financial philosophy, commercial capital, some leverage, they want to grow the dividend in line with earnings, do some buybacks, do the pricing to cover input cost inflation, that's their target, and we'll discuss later in the conference call how they plan to do it or not. So productivity, increasing everything, having good operating cash flows, capital allocation, and then just reaffirming the outlook, which is a little bit subdued, not stellar sales growth, with a 5x increase in cocoa prices. You know that this should be higher, thus they are not going to really charge much more on the customer, which is then the market's key concern. They still see flat earnings. If I look at their gross margin, it has been always pretty stable, 44-45%. So even if cocoa prices go higher, I don't know, maybe it will be a few percentage points of their bar, so 5x on that. So their gross margin might be, they say they are hedged, but you can only be hedged for a while. Some say it will last a few years till the cocoa stabilizes. So their operating margin is 20%, net margin then a little bit lower. So they could lose half of their net profits if the current situation persists for longer. And that is why the stock is down and the market is pricing that in. Because we don't know when will these cocoa prices return to normality. We cannot simply know. Maybe tomorrow, maybe. They say there is a lot of fundamentals. They say the conference call that there is a lot of speculation and it doesn't follow fundamentals. So it should retreat a little bit. But that's just what they are saying. If the speculators keep cornering the market, it will stay there for longer. The company looks good, increasing revenues over time, increasing net income, growing. And that's when a business does that, then you know it is
a good business. It looks like a good business. If I look at what they are doing with the money, repurchasing about 300 million, but not that significant, 900 million of dividends for a 3% dividend yield. And even now with the stock being down significantly, the P ratio is still 25. If I look at the conference call, of course, the questions, some of them were, for example, from Brian from Bank of America here about cocoa prices, what happens if it stays higher for longer, and what is the case, how you have been historically able to price through inflation, but the market suggests it's not something you can do now. And then we are committed to pricing to cover inflation. Okay, you are committed, but if the customer doesn't like it, or you can't, or other competitors don't do it. So it's just easy to say, and pause this and read these related comments if you want. Through the whole conference call, there was not a clear indication of how, just like this. So our business, as Michelle said, we've seen cycles like this before, and then I'm looking at the spike over the year in cocoa prices. I don't know whether you have seen cycles. I don't see here. I see here a nice spike, but that was in the 70s when Michelle and Steve were much younger. So I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no, but then you can see also here how it retreated. Higher investments lead to low prices, and then it's ugly, then it goes up, then it goes down. So yes, it is definitely a cyclical. So they are hedged. They will likely be hedged for 6-12 months. So if then prices revert to normal, they should be okay over time. We can do a valuation based on past numbers, and then if it goes even lower, if it fits you, take advantage of that, because it should revert. So on a valuation, as I said, I looked at the average shares over the years. They just lowered it by, I think, what is this? Not even 10%. So yes, they are spending some money, but that is not as significant. On our stock categorization, I would say relative buy, no. It's like the market with still shocks being possible to come. Yes, the market liked it, was willing to pay 40 times earnings a year ago, but that doesn't tell me much. So not a relative buy. It is not an absolute buy for just a 3% dividend. It's better than the S&P 500, but not that kind of growth. The margin of safety buy would be, let's say, at 50% down, because somebody would then buy the brands for 1.5 billion in cash flows. That's 7.7% yield. And that would be something of a value to a private owner. And therefore you could say, okay, if it goes lower, then it might be something interesting. But then we also already talking about 6% dividend yield, which is then hard that such a business goes so low. So too risky for me now, but in general, not bad. See how the dividend fits you and whether if it goes lower, you're ready to buy more. Discussing still anchoring, on purpose, I have shown you this stock chart where you can anchor your idea about this stock here. And then you say, okay, it is down significantly. If it goes higher, then I can make an easy 50%. Listen to my words, if you can go back to the beginning of the video, how I anchored you to that. But I could have also shown you this chart, and I could have told you, yes, it is a slow and steady compounder. Let's say this is the trend or something like this, and we are still above trend. When we are down below trend, 50% down for here, then it might be a better time to buy. Also discussing taxes, I never talk taxes because those are individual, and that's exactly the message. Always check how those taxes, any kind of taxes, impact your own valuation. So If I don't have a capital gain tax and you have a 25% capital gain tax, then you have to put that into consideration. If I don't have a dividend, if I have a dividend, I will put that into consideration for me. If you don't, you put it for yourself. And then you just change the valuation when you compare the businesses you follow. To check the businesses I follow, research platform, any other questions or in the comments, send me an email at investwithsven@gmail.com. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.